In this bulletin, New South Wales reports 18 new COVID-19 cases with further lockdown decisions put off until tomorrow. The UK to ease coronavirus restrictions, and in sport, the Australian Formula One Grand Prix called off for 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says residents of Sydney and surrounds should learn on Wednesday whether their lockdown will be extended beyond Friday. New South Wales recorded 18 new COVID-19 cases in the 24 hours to 8 o'clock on Monday night, with 7 in the community for at least some of their infectious period. 16 of the new cases were linked to a known case or cluster, including 9 household contacts of previous cases, with 2 cases still under investigation. Ms. Berejiklian understands people are anxious to know how long the lockdown will last.
And I'm keen to provide that certainty to people tomorrow, so that people can make arrangements if they need to moving forward. But what I can say is, based on the health advice, the New South Wales government is very much not only thinking about when we come out of lockdown, but what lockdown, what coming out of lockdown looks like. And then in addition to that, what life looks like until the end of October when we have many more vaccines available.
A third worker at the Summit Care aged care facility at Balcombe Hills in Sydney's northwest is among Tuesday's new cases, sending more staffers at the home into isolation. Australians aged under 40 could receive access to Pfizer coronavirus vaccines as early as September, when the rollout is slated to ramp up. Most people in that age bracket are not currently eligible for Pfizer, but can talk to their GP about receiving the AstraZeneca jab. COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force head John Fruin was quizzed about the realistic timeframes for Pfizer to be expanded to under 40s.
Look, the key limiter at the moment would be availability of the vaccines. So I think right now we will prioritise particularly the Pfizer vaccines to the states and territories in the way we are doing, but certainly from around September, October, when we have greater access to the vaccine.
Almost 8,000 younger people have received their first AstraZeneca dose since Prime Minister Scott Morrison highlighted it as an option last week. Meanwhile, Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the government's vaccine rollout has been incompetent, especially when it comes to the aged care sector.
18 months into the pandemic, 18 months into a pandemic in which aged care workers were supposed to be all vaccinated by Easter and aged care residents. This government has gone from being complacent last year in saying we're at the front of the queue for vaccines to actually being incompetent.
Overseas now, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set out plans to end social and economic COVID-19 restrictions in England on July 19. The changes will test whether a rapid vaccine rollout offers enough protection against the highly contagious Delta variant of coronavirus. The changes would eliminate formal limits on social contact, the instruction to work from home, and mandates to wear face masks. But the UK opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer says it's too early to ease restrictions.
We all want the restrictions to be lifted, and we are going to have to find a way of living with the virus. But that can't just be a soundbite. We need a proper plan, and to throw off all protections at the same time when the infection rate is still going up is reckless.
In sport, the Australian Formula One Grand Prix will be cancelled for a second straight year due to cutbacks of international traveller arrivals and the slow vaccine rollout. The MotoGP, scheduled for Phillip Island in October, has also been called off, but planning has begun to make the event happen next year. Victoria Sport Minister Martin Pakula says F1 and MotoGP needed guarantees about the events this week, so the government had to make a decision.
I fully expect that these events will occur in 2022. We're aiming for an early season F1 event next year and a MotoGP on a date to still be determined.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 18. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, much the same, 14 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 11. Canberra, morning frost, 11 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 17. Sydney, also cloudy, 17. Newcastle, similar conditions and 18. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 32 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.